It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
My guest today has caught the attention of Good Morning America, the Dr. Oz Show, and the Martha Stewart Show. Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, best-selling author of The Gene Therapy Plan, is here to discuss that although we cannot alter the genes we are born with, we can change how they are expressed and how we can change our health destiny. Welcome to Wellness for Life, Dr. Gaynor.
Now, oh, it's great to be with you.
Thank you. Many people believe that, you know, our genetic makeup determines our susceptibility to chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. But in your book, The Gene Therapy Plan, you explain that our genetic destinies are not fixed. Can you explain why this is true and what can we do to alter our genetic blueprint?
Well, we used to think that our genetic destiny was determined by the genes we're born with, and now we know that our genes are dynamic, and they can be changed for better or worse throughout our entire life by the food we're putting in our body. So the reason I titled the book The Gene Therapy Plan is because each of us is doing gene therapy on ourselves every time we eat, for good or for harm. So if we're putting a lot of white sugar, refined flour, heat-damaged vegetable oils in our body that come from fast and processed foods, we're doing negative gene therapy. These actually turn on genes that promote inflammation, premature aging, tumor promoter genes, and diseases like diabetes and heart disease. On the other hand, if we're putting foods in our body that increase detoxification enzymes on a genetic level, like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, garlic, black raspberries, they also decrease inflammation, enhance our sensitivity to insulin, then we're doing positive gene therapy. So it's really a brand new field called epigenetics, and that is the field where we know that we can control our genetic destiny. We're not victims of it.
It's so great to hear because, you know, often a lot of us have, our parents have breast cancer, had breast cancer, had heart disease, and now I've got to deal with it when I get older. So what you're saying is that everything that we do, it doesn't matter whether we've got these genes from our parents that might have had suffered from different diseases. We don't have to suffer from it anymore as long as we use food as our medicine and using that day to day, as you're saying, you're altering your genetic blueprint.
Absolutely. So we can change our genetic destiny. We can't change the genes themselves, but we can change the dynamics of our genetics throughout our lives. So it's sort of like having a crystal ball. We don't have a crystal ball to know our future, but we do, in essence, have knowledge through this book and this science that can determine our future by what we put in our bodies and how we put it in, how we prepare it. So our futures are going to be a lot sunnier and less cloudy if we take actions every day. But it's never too late. Even if you've been overweight for decades, even if you've smoked for decades, even if you've had all these types of bad habits, it's never too late because you can still increase detoxifying enzymes, decrease inflammation in your body, and lower your risks.
I totally agree with you on that. I'm a true believer in making sure that our body's clean and healthy and that what we're exposed to is definitely not going to alter our genetics, but more importantly also the ability for ourselves to get rid of these toxins. We're so, you know, loaded with toxins these days. Now, in your chapter one of your book, you go into four concepts that it's really easy to remember. I love these four concepts. Can you just please, shorten the summary, summarize these concepts to us so that everyone can learn them?
Absolutely. Well, the first one is the rule of thirds. So briefly, what that is, I talk about why all the diets that have been out there over the years, people have become so frustrated with them because basically they're all leading to deficiencies in something. You know, it's either no carbs or low carb. It's either high protein, which ends up being a lot of high saturated fat. they're all leading to deficiencies in things that help us with inflammation and detox and all these other factors. So the first is the rule of thirds. And the rule of thirds is that a third of your calories should come from healthy protein. That would include things like egg whites, lean meats, fish, tree nuts. And a lot of people are surprised that I include raw vegetables in there, which is why I love juicing so much. Raw vegetables loaded with protein. Then a third of your calories should come from healthy carbs. That includes things like nuts, Swiss cheese, and different fruits, and as well as whole grains, but not processed grains. And a third of your calories should come from healthy fats. That's about a 3-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3s. Examples of the best omega-6s are things like olive oil, which you should have every day. Best you don't heat it because it can denature easily, loaded with anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer nutrients. Examples of omega-3s are from cold, deep-water fish. If you don't eat fish, you can get it from chia seeds. Chia seeds, by weight, have 8 times the number of omega-3s is the same weight as salmon. You can get it from pumpkin seeds and flax seeds as well.
Love all those. So the rule of thirds, as you're saying. What's number two concept?
The other is that you don't want to get into fake foods or what I call food-like substances. So it's not that all carbs are bad for you, but it's the glycemic index of the carbs that are bad for you. It's the processed foods that are bad for you, that are loaded with all these preservatives and all these artificial things that are difficult to digest. The reason they're so bad, let's just take soda, for instance. You know, you drink a can of soda, even if it's diet, you know, the aspartame is broken down to wood alcohol and methanol, which are pro-inflammatory. If you're having a lot of refined sugar, like in a package of donuts or a lot of the sports drinks even that are out there, what that will do is it'll make you resistant to insulin. So it promotes inflammation. Then your body makes more and more insulin. And it quits working, and so you're hungry all the time because your pancreas is trying to make more insulin because you're resistant to it, and so you're always hypoglycemic and hungry. And the third one is that supplements are essential. No matter how well you eat, there are some supplements that are absolutely key. One of the most important is vitamin D. Especially D3. Everyone should know their 25-hydroxy vitamin D level. That's the blood equivalent of vitamin D3. If you eat a perfect diet for vitamin D, salmon, yogurt, cottage cheese, the most you can get in a diet is about 350 units. The least most people need is about 1,000 units. Some people need 5,000 to 7,000 units a day. So you have to ask your doctor to check the level. And I talk about other supplements that are absolutely key. And the concept four is whenever possible, go with the whole food. It's really good to get whole fruits, whole vegetables. It's really part and parcel of it, which is a big reason I put a whole recipe program in the book, both for juicing, breakfast, and a whole meal plan.
That's excellent. I have this book of yours right in front of me. Really love it. You've given us such great information. There's so much available in this book. Again, everyone, you know, rules of third, no fad or faux diets, fake food. Stay away from that. You talk about supplements that are essential, and I totally believe in supplementation and all using the phytonutrients. You gave a whole list of it in your book. And of course, whenever possible, go with the whole foods. Thank you so much, Dr. Gaynor. This is such great information. Please go to genechanger.com or go to my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Now, until next time, stay well.